Yesterday, the State House voted to give CSX $436 million for the right-of-way of the commuter rail project that grants the company lawsuit liability protection. The House's bill was a little less expensive than the $650 million plan that the Florida Department of Transportation had previously negotiated. The deal is a controversial one, not only for its still enormous price tag in a terrible budget year, but also because of what critics call a back deal arrangement. Doug Calloway is with Floridians for Better Transportation. He says on one level he wants the plan to go through, but says he understands that because of the previously mentioned issues, it's extremely controversial.
Yeah, it's clearly a controversial issue, which is unfortunate, because from our perspective, transportation doesn't have enough support as it is right now for increased funding and increased ways to keep people and goods moving in the state of Florida. We view it as an essential part of daily life in Florida, and so it's unfortunate that there's so much controversy behind this. I think on everyone's side, there's good intentions. There are some thorny issues that have to be resolved, and we're hopeful that they will be resolved. When you ask that question, Mitch, I'm reminded of the old phrase that, you know, some of my friends are in favor of this, and some of my friends are opposed to it, and I'm squarely with my friend.
Pinellas County Commissioner Ronnie Duncan is also strongly in favor of the legislature approving the CSX commuter rail deal. He says his approval will boost the potential for a similar plan to happen in the Tampa Bay area.
CSX lines run throughout our seven-county region. Certainly they run from the central Florida over into the Tampa Bay area and then obviously into Pinellas County, and they go north and south out of Hillsborough County. The fact of the matter is that we could never, ever come up with the capital to acquire those corridors in the future, but just because of the cost, we had to go do it all over again. And secondly, sort of leveraging the partnership that's been in place in the past in South Florida with Tri-Rail and in other areas with CSX, it just makes sense to continue to work with them in the Tampa Bay area as we look at this regional connectivity.
Duncan also added that he believes that if the CSX Central Florida project does not reach fruition, he doubts that CSX would want to work in the Tampa Bay area. Duncan, who also serves as vice chairman of the Tampa Bay Area Regional Transportation Authority, also known as TBARTA, questioned some of the biggest criticism of the plans, including the fact that the negotiations were held in secret.
I mean, this has been going on for some time. It's not something that just recently, in the last several weeks, made its way to the forefront. I wasn't involved in the negotiations. I know that previous Secretary of Transportation was involved initially, the governor, previous governor was involved, previous administration, and believed at that time that it was they were working toward negotiating and working toward putting a deal together that was reasonable and was effective and for the citizens of the state of Florida, and in particular in Central Florida.
There are considerable differences in the bills pending in the House and Senate regarding the CSX deal. The Senate creates a $250 million insurance policy for accidents on the rail line, while the House authorizes a $200 million policy. The Senate version sets higher lawsuit caps for injuries and allows lawyers to collect fees equal to 40% of a jury award. But Pinellas County Commissioner Ronnie Duncan said he didn't think the amount of liability is disproportionate for the size of the deal.
My assessment, and I, again, have not been at the table in the negotiations, but what I understand to be true from all the parties, not just the CSX side, is that we are assuming no greater liability there from a state government perspective than we already have with Tri-Rail, than we already have with other rail lines around the state that the state is involved with.
But the state's chief financial officer, Alex Sink, thoroughly disagrees with Ronnie Duncan. In a letter sent out last week, Sink urged legislators to consider the state's liability in various scenarios should an accident occur under the current proposed language. She said the liability rests on a no-fault principle, meaning taxpayers will be responsible for paying the bill in several scenarios, even if CSX is completely at fault. Tara Klimek is a spokesperson for CFO Alex Sink. She said Sink is a strong supporter of commuter rail, but doesn't believe the state needs to give away the store to get it here.
There were some areas of concern. For example, should the taxpayers absorb all the liability for accidents that are caused by CSX? And that if that does damage or injures people on the commuter rail line, and what should the state's limit be for liability? You know, and at what point does CSX have a responsibility to start picking up the tab? And so her letter was to urge lawmakers that there's still a week left, there's still a lot of room and time for negotiation, and let's see if we can try to work something out that's in the best interest of taxpayers so that we can have commuter rail and again not have to absorb so much liability on our own backs.